Welcome back to the Sideline View. Well, the Devonport Strikers, despite not taking home the statewide cup for season 2021, has continued to prosper off the pitch. The club is on the verge of naming a new coach, it has a new goalkeeper, and the face of Valley Road Precinct is going to undergo real change. To bring us all up to date with what's happening is the president, Drew Smith. Welcome to you, Drew.
Hello, Michael. How are you? You've got to say I really like your taste in music, the Joe Jackson classic there. So
a bit of Joe. Yeah, Joe's great, isn't he? If you really want to get in rock, if you really want to rock as well, I'm the Man. There's an album called I'm the Man that's sensational. He's one of those Jacksons that's been a little bit forgotten when we talk about the rest of the Jacksons that are.
Look, he's yours and my vintage, and I must admit I'm a bit of a Joe Jackson fan.
Yeah, me too. Love Joe Jackson. No, I actually love the Strikers as well. And mate, it's been a busy time for you. I mean, I know that things on the pitch didn't quite go the way. You have still had a good season, but didn't get the chocolates this year. But you've really started to ramp things up with the club now. Tell us what's going on with all the money all the grants etc. and how much they are and what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, look, obviously we've had a very busy season on-field and off-field. And off-field, the major focus has been our master plan, which we have in place, and I guess trying to start to implement that. So at the moment we've got three grants in place. We've got some smaller ones. We're putting some solar panel or solar power on the club rooms, which we've got the money for that. That's around $27,500. We've got... we're upgrading our kitchen to a commercial standard so that the facility can truly operate as a full-time venue. We've got $75,000 for that, and we've got the big one, which is $3 million, which we are using to... it's from what's called Women's World Cup Legacy Funding. So we're using that money to, lift the facilities up to Women's World Cup training-based standard. There's two stages of that. There's uplifting the existing infrastructure, which incorporates, some improvements to the existing club room facilities, such as the new tiered seating, individual seating outside of the club, new fences around the ground, awnings all the way around the club room facilities, new windows in the club rooms, new carpet, etc. So really, giving a real good facelift and improving some areas that we knew that we had some shortcomings. The second component of that is a 800-plus seat grandstand facility, which has two A-League standard change rooms, referee rooms, medical rooms, physio rooms, and a gymnasium in it on the ground floor, and then on the top floor, open bar facilities, open decks, VIP rooms, and meeting rooms. So that project is around $5 to $5.5 million. We have enough at the moment to do the bottom story of that, the bottom floor, and we'll be looking to access some funding to complete the full stage. But it's a really exciting development. The new stand will replace the old Gordon Rimmer stand, which many people will be familiar with, and will run essentially from the club rooms right along the boundary of the ground. So that's pretty exciting. The other thing that we have to do is increase our lighting lux, so it may not mean a lot to everybody, but at the moment we're around 2 to 220 lux with our lighting on the main pitch, and that has to be 500 lux. So we need to install two new poles, convert all the existing lighting to LED lighting, which will, when we play night games and so forth, it'll be like daytime. So that's a great outcome, and also have to extend the pitch. So at the moment, the pitch is 102.7 metres long. It has to be 105, and we have to have 5-metre runoffs, whereas at the moment we only have 3-metre runoffs. So we're looking for about another 6 metres to lengthen the pitch by about another 6 metres. So that's another part of the overall project as well. So, and that's without looking at the next stage, which is actually to put in another grass pitch to the south of the existing main pitch. So that's stage three when we get to that. So, it's really exciting. We've got our concept drawings out. We've lodged the first development application with council for the upgrade of the existing facilities. And we're about to lodge the second stage development application next week. So, as I said, pretty exciting stuff.
the hope of when works might start? Because there's a lot to unpack there, isn't there?
There's a lot to unpack, and I've got to say I get pretty anxious about it because of, you know, the juggle of trying to get all your trades and consultants in place to meet construction deadlines. So probably the big one I was concerned about was engineering, but we've got our engineers in place, you know, to probably start in, you know, towards the back end of November. So we would like to see construction starting, you know, probably around April, May, June next year to enable us to meet the timeframes.
And, of course, the ultimate aim for football in Tasmania is to have its own A-League team, which is where you're gearing your facilities to be able to host those some of those games that potentially Tasmania in an A-League competition might have. And how well is that push going at state level and national level to keep putting those bricks in place to get Tasmania in that national comp?
There's a lot of work that's going on behind the scenes with Football Tasmania are really pushing for the A-League opportunity in Tasmania, and to have that, I guess, that complete pathway which takes our players all the way through from, you know, Northern Championship, NPL, and through to A-League, or at a minimum having a supporting competition that they can play in. So my understanding is that there's, you know, financiers in play that would be, you know, interested in, you know, having an A-League licence for the state. So I think, you know, probably one of the major impediments has been the existence of suitable, you know, rectangular stadiums. So as a part of this push at the moment, Kingborough, in a suburb of Hobart, they're looking to upgrade their facilities. They have funding similar to ours. So we're looking to have a facility in the south of the state and a facility in the north of the state that is capable of hosting potentially A-League and W-League games.
Yeah, it's magnificent. Let's get on to the actual business of on the pitch and a new goalkeeper. Tell us a little about bit about him.
Yeah, look, it's pretty exciting, actually. We've got a young goalkeeper, Keegan Smith, joining us for the season next year. So Keegan's a Kiwi. Formerly has played for Wellington Phoenix. So he's only around 22 years of age, but he played about 7 games for Wellington Phoenix in the A-League when he was about 18, I think it was. So a really accomplished keeper. You don't play A-League as a goalkeeper if you're not. So he'll be joining us, you know, about mid to late February. The NZ competition, the main competition structure over there, is a summer roster. So he'll finish that roster there and then come over to the Devonport Strikers for the season. So, yeah, look, his footage, he looks a very accomplished keeper. So, yeah, he'll sort of, fill that hole that was created with the retirement of Nathan Pitchford.
Another hole you've got is coach, and I think you're on the cusp of making an announcement about next season's coach and hopefully beyond.
Yeah, look, that's correct. We've now signed our coach for the 2022 season and hopefully beyond. We're looking for, you know, someone that wants to, you know, call Devonport and the North West Coast home and create a long-term position with the sport in Devonport. So we've sort of expanded the role this season in conjunction with the Devonport Junior Association. So there's about over 1,200 players playing, you know, soccer in Devonport, and there's no development capacity on the northwest coast. So we're working in having a broader role that is responsible, you know, for the technical development of football in Devonport. So we're looking for our head coach / technical director to, you know, play that role and be the face of the sport in Devonport and help coordinate coach education, you know, player development, and promote the profile of the sport.
We'll look forward to that announcement fairly shortly. I know, Drew, that all other clubs along the northwest coast and well in Tasmania envy how you guys go about your business down there at Valley Road, very professionally run, and you're at the head of that, so well done. Thanks for coming on the Sideline View and explaining to us exactly what's happening with the Strikers, and let's hope you get that coach. You've got a goalkeeper coming in that's A-League standard, and hopefully the Strikers can go one better next season, and then all those plans just come together. So well done, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks very much for your time, Michael.